Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. starting off with a pillar of the Kansas City jazz community on the piano. That was Joe Cartwright with the tune Dreamsville in 2013 featuring the great Bob Bowman and Todd Strait. Joe has lived, performed, and taught in the Kansas City area for the last 30 years, and he's been a big reason why it has remained a very cool, storied, and vibrant place to play. He's a graduate of the UMKC Conservatory of Music, and these days he leads his own duo, trio, and quartet, and he's also the musical director for the critically acclaimed NPR show 12th Street Jump. Joe has performed and produced a number of tunes with musicians like Eddie Harris, Sheila Jordan, Jeff Hahn, Jeff Hamilton, Rob McConnell, Carla Fortana, Red Holloway, Karen Allison, Jimmy Witherspoon, Kevin Mahogany, and the great Mel Torme. In fact, he saw quite a bit of action in Kansas City while he was the house pianist at some of the premier hotels in the area. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Joe wove together his own personal piano man tale that's quite nice. Take a listen.
Speaking of the piano man, Billy Joel did come in. You know, he was a super nice guy, really nice guy. And he was passing through the lobby and heard me playing, came in and listened to me for a minute. Then he came over and introduced himself. And he was very complimentary. He asked me if I was playing anyplace else. I told him that I had a gig on a preceding night at Plaza 3. And it happened that he was staying over in town. He and his entourage came to the Plaza 3 and heard us play.
When Joe is not laying down the jazz live or in the studio, he's busy giving clinics and teaching jazz piano and theory. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is full of quality jazz pianists, like the great Brom Wienans and Joe Cartwright, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, taking our ears to the streets to find the sounds of America's finest inventions for you. Here's a new 2015 disc called Duets with the great Kevin Eubanks and Stanley Jordan, with a tasty tune called Old School Jam. Dig it.
Thank you. Hi, this is vibraphonist Stefan Harris, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the very versatile Charles Lloyd, known for his prowess on the tenor sax and the flute, with the 1965 song, Of Course, Of Course. The Memphis, Tennessee native recently has had a band since 2007 featuring pianist Jason Moran, bassist Ruben Rogers, and drummer Eric Harlan. He started loving and studying the classical music and then left Memphis for L.A. to earn a degree in music at USC, where he studied with Halsey Stevens. While his days were spent in academia, Lloyd spent the nights getting educated on the job in L.A.'s jazz clubs, playing with cats like Ornette Coleman, Billy Higgins, Don Cherry, Scott LaFaro, Charlie Hayden, Eric Dolphy, Bobby Hutcherson, and with the great Gerald Wilson Big Band. These days, he maintains an active recording and performance schedule, and in 2015, he will receive his NEA Jazz Master's Award. From the mind of saxophonist Steve Caldestad, here he is in 2009 with the song In the Loop.
Thank you. this is Peter Slam, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was the New York-based drummer, composer, and bandleader Curtis Nosawad with the 2015 tune Speak No Evil off his album called Dialectics. From Winnipeg, Manitoba, he has developed a reputation as a highly skilled, versatile, and forward-thinking musician, and he's one of the most recognizable faces in a new generation of Canadian jazz cats. He's performed with the likes of Jack Wilkins, Philip Harper, Dave Douglas, and Steve Wilson. Here's another esteemed jazz cat on the sax, Mr. Miles Donahue with the 2008 tune Don't Blame Me or Me, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Hello, jazz listeners. This is Mark Carey. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the great jazz pianist Ben Patterson with his trio on the 2007 song I Thought You Should Know off his album Breathing Space. So he's originally from Philadelphia and spent his younger years studying both classical and jazz music before moving on to the city of Chicago. There he spent years performing and working with the best musicians in town, absorbing the unique blend of jazz and blues that can only be found in the Windy City. He's now relocated to New York, and he's playing with the best in the business, with cats like Bobby Broom, Johnny O'Neill, Red Holloway, Henry Johnson, and many others. Our next cat on the show is right out of Milan, Italy. Here's Felice Clemente, an adept saxophonist, clarinetist, and composer, with his quintet on the 2009 song All Too Soon off his album Blue of Mine.
Thank you.
Again, that was the great saxophonist, clarinetist, and composer, right out of Milan, Felice Clemente, with his quintet on the song All Too Soon. And that's the way we feel at the end of every single hour of Neon Jazz that whizzes by here. And doing the final honors of song on this hour of jazz together is the great guitarist, composer, producer, author, and educator, Mitch Hoppers, with the 2014 tune Veronica's Lake off his critically acclaimed album called Invisible Cities. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and author of Very Visible Audio Cities, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pal Joey on the radio.
Like what you heard, well, we can't hear you, so let us know. We're always around for your comments and suggestions. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.